The final tally gave Fiji First 50.02% of the vote. That's down from almost 60% 4 years ago. Prime Minister Bainimarama received far and away the largest number of votes of any single candidate. SDELPA, the Social Democratic Liberal Party, finished second with just under 40%. The National Federation Party got 7.38%. Three smaller parties failed to clear the 5% threshold needed to win seats in parliament. This is just the second election since a sequence of military coups in Fiji. Then Commodore Bainimarama seized power in 2006 and ruled by decree until the elections of 2014. His critics say he continues to use authoritarian methods. SDELPA leader Sitiveni Rabuka is himself a former military strongman who led two coups in 1987. While opposition parties complained of irregularities, an interim report by outside observers found the election transparent and credible and concluded that the people of Fiji were able to vote freely. The new parliament will include 10 women, almost 20% of the total. Biman Prasad of the National Federation Party told RNZ Pacific he did not expect that the government's losses will alter its strong-arm methods in parliament. Professor Vijay Naidu of the University of the South Pacific agreed that Fiji First rode roughshod over the opposition in the past, but says he now expects a stronger and more effective opposition. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.